Begin the current daf, Mesechtas Nazir, daf Lamed Zayin. Begin five lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf. That is, Rav Dimi had said over the halacha from Rav Avoh in the name of Rav Yechanan, that although generally ain't het mitzdarf le'isser, something permitted does not combine with something forbidden to create the requisite shear of violation. For example, if let's say there's chayli, which are forbidden fats, and shumin permitted fats, and the person's eating a bowl of fats, the permitted fats do not combine with the forbidden fats to have violated with the shear of a kezayis. However, he said there is one exception, and that is by the halacha of Nazir, where it says mishras, where it's infused, where it's soaked the bread with wine. There we see that even if you don't have a kezayis, a shear of the wine, but if the bread gives it that shear together, then they'll combine into that shear. And that's a unique halacha. Now, Abai had asked Rav Dimi from a few different places that he wanted to show that even elsewhere we find this halacha concept of hetem and star flayis. So which Rav Dimi answered and resolved those questions and said that no, that generally we don't say hetem and star flayis, except by nazir. Now on that, the Gemara continues the discussion on that Amalei Abayim. So Abayim said to Rav Dimi, a whole general question. Mimai dahai mishras, from where do you even know that the interpretation of this word mishras, infused, soaked, that it says in the context of the halacha of Nazir lehetim and starf le'isuhu da'asur, that it's coming to say this halacha where the pasuk there says b'chol mishras anovim le'yishta, that whatever is soaked with the grapes you can't drink. How do you know that's coming to say that the bread is combining with the isur of the grape juice, and that is where you see the source of your halacha? Maybe it's actually coming to teach a whole different halacha, which in a sense is more basic. And who said there's such a big chiddush like you're trying to say from Avo in the name of Rabbi Yechanan? The Mishras comes to say that even the permitted bread combines with the wine to make the shear that you need to have. Maybe it's just teaching that the taste of the Isser, which is the grape juice, the wine, is ki'ikr, is like you're consuming the wine itself. Whereas the Gemara will shortly explain where, so let's say you have a piece of bread that's soaked with wine. Now the bread has the taste of the wine, so they were saying that the tam of the wine will have the halacha like the ikar, like the wine itself. But who said that you could even go so far as to say that something that doesn't even have the taste of the wine, doesn't even have any relationship to Isser, that the heter could combine with the Isser itself? Now the Gemara will explain this case, it's just that the Gemara interrupts and first asks a question on Abaya's question. The Gemara wonders, wait a second. Ola Abaya, according to Abaya, as we had on the whole previous daf, Me'ikara kokashile mai dekam Rav Dimi. Originally, he's asking, what is this that Rav Dimi is saying? Rav Dimi was saying that this that Mishras teaches us by Nazir, that het is mitzdarf to Isser, and that it's only by Nazir, but by all of these sum in the Torah, we don't learn that from Nazir. And on that, Abai was asking all these questions, and he wanted to prove that no, not only by Nazir, where it says Mishras, do you say Het Mitzdarf Le Isser, but you even say it by Oli Surin in the Torah that Het is Mitzdarf to Isser. And now, Hada Amalei, now he goes ahead and he asks him that to the contrary, that he wants to say that even Nazir itself, who it says Mishras, you're not going to say Het Mitzdarf Le Isser, and rather he wants to say that the Pasuk's talking about Lidin Tam Ki Iker, to say that the Pasuk is talking about that only that what has the flavor of the Isser will have the halacha like the Isser itself, which is almost exactly the opposite of what he had originally asked. Originally he's asking that, look, don't limit hetem and starf le Isser, which yes is a chiddush, just to Nazir. He wanted to bring raya that you say it throughout all the halachas. Well, now he's doing 180, he's going the other way around. He's saying, oh, wait a second, not only do you not say hetem and starf le Isser by Oli Surin, maybe, who said you even say it by Nazir? Maybe the halacha of Mishras is coming to teach you, and as Tais explains, that the reasoning of Abaye's question is that, look, we never find anywhere Hetem and Starf Le'isser, which again is a total reversal of what he was asking up until now. Up until now he was asking, wait a second, you see Hetem and Starf Le'isser everywhere. Now he's doing a total reversal, and he's saying, you know what? No, actually you don't say it by Oli Surim, and you shouldn't even say it by Nazir. Who said by Nazir it's Hetem and Starf Le'isser? Maybe it's because of Tam Kiker, saying that when you have the bread that's soaked with the wine, now the bread has the taste of the wine, so the Tam, the taste, is like the Iker, is like wine itself, and that's why it will combine, because it is the wine itself. But who said if the bread did not have the taste of the wine, if it was just Heter, that it would be Mistarf to the Issa? But the Gemara wonders, how could Abaye have asked this question with his total role reversal that he had in the previous daf? So now the Gemara answers, that's not so difficult. Basu Deshani lay after Rav Dimi responded, as we quoted on the previous daf, all the questions that Abaye asked. So Amale, so then Abaye went back and asked, okay, you're right. You don't say Hetem Mitzaraf L'Isrin Kal Torah Kula. But then he asked, so then maybe you don't even say by Nazir itself. Dil Malitin Tam Kiku Hudasa, then maybe even by Nazir itself you don't say this big chidush that the permitted item combines with the prohibited item, and maybe it's just coming to tell you the halach of Mishras that you'll say Tam Kikur. Look at the Tanya, like we're learning the Braisa, that this Braisa seemingly says clearly that Mishras is Litin Tam Kikur. Mishras doesn't say this big chidush that, let's say, the part of the bread that doesn't have the taste of the wine itself, but you have in the bread there's wine. So you want to say that, Rav Dimi, that the halacha will say that even the permitted part of the bread will combine with the forbidden wine that's in it to make this shir. Maybe not. The Braisa says clearly that Mishras is only saying that a part of the bread that gets the taste of the wine will have the halacha like the primary wine itself, which is she'im shara nav memayim, which that's the word Mishras, soaking. If you soak the grapes in water, now v'yesh behen tam yayin, now the water has a flavor, has a taste of wine, but it's not wine, it's water. Chayiv, the Braisa says you learn from Mishras that you're going to be liable for the consumption of the water in the shear of a kezayis. But not because of hetem mitzarfli iser, like you wanted to say, rather it's because the entire water becomes the iser itself, because it has the taste of the wine, which is tam ki iker. That's a more easily digestible halachic concept. But regarding hetem mitzarfli iser, that you don't learn out from Mishras. And the Braisa continues and says that actually mekanat adon kol isturin shebeter. From this halach of Mishras, which again is teaching us according to the Rabbanan in this Braisa, not like the way Rav Dimi was saying, that Mishras comes to teach you hetem mitzaraf le'issa, but rather what we learn from the halach of Nazir by Mishras infused is the halach of tam ki ikir. The Braisa says actually you could learn that halacha now and compare that to kol Torah Kula, could learn that from this halacha. Why? Because of Ma'an Nazir, if we find this halachic concept by Nazir, first of all, She'ein Isuri Isur Eilam, we're going to prove that the halach of Nazir, that prohibiting it from wine, is not such a severe and stringent Isur. It has many leniencies to it. And still it has this stringency of Tam Ki Iker, so for sure by other Isurim which have these stringencies, for sure should have the stringency of Tam Ki Iker. How so? Because first of all, Nazir is She'ein Isuri Isur Eilam. The halacha of Nazir is not an eternal Isur. Rather, it's as long as he designated how long he wants to be in Nazir for. And if he took just a generic Nazir, it's just for 30 days. Moreover, Ve'eni Suri Isra Hana, the prohibition that a Nazir has from wine and grapes is only for consumption, but he's permitted to have Hana, pleasure from it. He can use it for business dealing, whatever it is. As the Mishnah teaches, you could be Ma'arvin L'Nazir Be'yayin. An Erev for a person has to be from something that he could utilize, I mean, an Erev on Shabbos. But a Nazir can't consume wine, but still you can make an Erev for him out of wine because it's permitted for Hana, for pleasure. Moreover, is V'yesh Heta Li'isuri. Actually, even during the duration of his Naziris, there's a way out of his Naziris. There's a Heter, for example, being Matar by a Chacham, being Shoyal on your Neder of Naziris. So it has all these leniencies. And still, also by Tam Ki Iker, still we apply the stringency of saying that if it just has the taste of the wine, then it'll be like the wine itself. So therefore, Kalai Karim, for example, something like Kalaim, which are forbidden mixtures of a vineyard, where if you plant wheat and barley and the grape seed together, She'isuron Isra Olam, where there it's an eternal Isra, that grows, that Kalaim it's forbidden forever. And V'isuron Isra Hana, as it says, Pentikdash as a Malaya, the Kalaim actually is forbidden in Hana, even pleasure, can't have any Hana from it. And V'ein Heter L'Isuron, and there's no Heter for it, you can't undo that Isra like you could by Nazir. So isn't a kavochaimer that by a halacha like that, for sure you're going to say that the tam, if it gives a flavor to something else, will be like an ikra of klaim itself. And v'hu adin la'ar l'bish time. And so to the Braisa says, the same thing would apply, this kavochaimer, to the halachas of arla, which are the fruits of a new tree in its first 3 years, where it's similar, it has two stringencies over nazir, which therefore the kavochaimer would tell us that we say tam ki ikra by the Paris of Arla too, because first of all, its Isra is Isra of Hana, and also there's no Heter for its Isra during the first 3 years. But it doesn't have the third element that Klaim does have, which is because it's not an Isser Olam, it's not an eternal Isser, because actually after 3 years, the fruits of the tree are permitted. But because of two things, for sure you would say the Kal V'chaimah for Arla too, because if on the Halachas of Nazir, which has these three leniencies, and still you see Tam Keker, so Klein, which has all three as instringencies, and Arla, which has at least two of those instringencies, for sure you're going to say Tam Keker. So that's the halacha of the Braisa from the Rabbanon interpreting Mishras like Tam Ki Iker. So therefore, Abaya asked Rav Dimi, how do you know that you even say Heter Mitzdarf L'Isser, even by Nazir, because of Mishras, when you have a Braisa here telling us that Mishras doesn't say this big Chiddush of Heter Mitzdarf L'Isser, that you could combine the permitted item with the forbidden item? It's just telling you that when you have something permitted, but it gets the flavor of the prohibited item, then it'll be like the prohibited item. But totally not even having the taste, just heter b'mitzarf l'isser. Who said you say that even by Nazir? So Amalei Humer Abanan. So one of the rabbis said to Abaya that Rebavo Kikama, when Rebavo had said his halacha, which Rav Dimi was saying over, and that was because Rebavo had said this over the name of Rabbi Yechanan, in his interpretation that Mishras by Nazir comes to teacher heter mitzarf l'isser and not just Tam Ki Iker, that was going to Rebbe Kiva. That was going according to Rebbe Kiva, that we, as a Gemara, will prove that he holds heter is mitzarf Li'isser. And you're right, the Braisa that says Mishras only teaches you Tam Kik is like the Rabbanan, and that's the Machlek is Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanan. So the Gemara wonders, hey Rabbi Kiva, which Rabbi Kiva is this that you're saying is on record as saying Hetez Mitzarf Li'isser, and where do you find that? By Mishras, by Nazir. So the Gemara says, Elam Rabbi Kiva the Hacha, if you would say what seemingly would be a good source, is Rabbi Kiva over here does not like we learn in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah quotes Rabbi Kiva, Imer, he says, I feel a Shara Pitoy Bayayin. Even if you have bread soaked with wine, v'yeshba k'dei l'tzarf k'zayis, and there is enough to combine the wine and seemingly the bread to the shear of a k'zayis, then you're going to be chayiv. So you see a source for hetem mitzarf l'yisr. Not the Gemara asks, umimai, how do you know that's a source? Dilmahu de'ikka k'zayis be'ena. Maybe Rabbi Kiva is referring to when you have an actual k'zayis of wine itself. That's when you say that if there's a kezias of wine that's soaked and saturated in the bread, now, but why does it use, and seemingly the raya was because he used the word letzarf to combine. Combine sounds like you're taking two different things, the wine and the bread. That's hetem mitzarf l'isser. If we're saying that you have a kezias of the wine, why are we using the terminology of letzarf? So that the Rush explains, because since it's absorbed into the bread, that's why you have to use the terminology of combining, because it's absorbed. If it was sitting there in a cup, so you have to say it combines. But when it's saturated into something else, then you have to utilize the mechanics of combination. So maybe that's what Rabbi Kiva is talking about. If you have enough wine to be mitzarf to a kezayis in the bread, then you can be chayv, but not because of het mitzarf li iser. So on that, the question is, and if you're going to say, then why would it be necessary for Rabbi Kiva to say this halacha? He's not really teaching anything more than anyone else is saying. In other words, if we're rejecting this as a raya of saying Hetem Mitzarf L'Isser, and it's just because of there's just enough wine over there to be the Sheva Kazai, so what's Rabbi Kiva saying? So in that we would say no, because Rabbi Kiva is La'afukim in Tanakama. He's coming to exclude from the opinion of Tanakama in the Mishnah. Tanakama said there was a machlokes regarding the basic fundamental halacha of this third of the three Isurim for a Nazir, that he can't consume things that come from a grapevine. So the machlekes is, what's the shear? What's the minimum measurement? The Tanakama said, it's a revius log of wine. Whereas Rabbi Kiva was saying that it's a kezayis. But regarding this concept of litzarif, that it's hetem mitzarif l'isser, that he wasn't saying. He wasn't saying that it just combines. He was just saying that as long, even if you have a bread that's soaked, but as long as you have enough of a shear of the wine, but the wine itself, but and the primary chiddush Rabbi Kiva is coming to say, is not regarding that, because he's not saying hetem mitzarf l'isser, it's just regarding the shear of a kezayis. So that wouldn't be a source. So Ela Rabbi Kiva de Braisa. Rather, the Gemara says that the source for this opinion of Rabbi Kiva, which is the opinion that Rabbi Dimi, Rabbi Vo, is going like, is Rabbi Kiva in the following Braisa, the time that we learn the Braisa. Kiva, he says, Nazir Shashar Pita B'yayin, if a Nazir soaks his bread and wine, for achol kezayis and eats a kezayis of mipas u'miyayin, from bread and wine, chayiv, then he's going to be liable. So from the Braisa is a clear raya, because the Mishnah was a little bit vague, and we said that Litzarf could mean just combining the wine, not the bread and the wine. But here it says clearly that the combination is of the bread and the wine, and therefore we see that Rabbi Akiva holds heter of the bread is mitzarv to the iser of the wine. But the Rabban obviously argued, like we quoted them in the Brice, and they hold that, no, you don't say heter mitzarv li iser. Now, the reason why it's clear also from the Brice is because if the taste of the wine would be throughout the whole bread, and that's the case of where it's saying that it's you have the bread and the wine where it was soaked in it, then actually the Rabbanon, the Bryce is quoting it that it's just the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Then the Rabbanon wouldn't argue because they also hold that, as we prove from Mishras, from Nazir, they hold that it is Tam Ki Iker. So obviously the halacha from the Bryce is a clear illustration that although the bread was soaked with wine, that the wine wasn't soaked throughout the bread. Because then the bread, yes, would be us, but not because of Hetem Itzafles, because the bread would actually be Isser itself, even according to Rabbanon, of Tam Ki Iker. From the fact that it's only Rabbi Akiva who says that if you have a kezias of the bread and the wine, you're going to be chayv, and not the Rabbanon, it must be because it's not totally soaked. Therefore, you don't have the tam of wine in all of the bread, and still the bread will combine with the wine for the share of a kezias, must be based on this halachic principle of heter mitzarf liyisr, and therefore it's not difficult according to Rabbi Avoh from that price, because that's going to look at the Rabbanon, but Rabbi Avoh is going like Rabbi Akiva. Now the Gemara continues on this discussion and asks, Amalei Rav Acha b'reid Rav Avi l'Rav Asher. Rav Acha, son of Rav Avi, asked Rav Asher as follows. He says, L'Rav Akiva, the kamukim la lahai v'chol mishras, as we just explained for Rav Avoh, that Rav Akiva defines, when the pasuk says, regards to the nazir, v'chol mishras, whatever is infused even of wine, that teaches you lehetim mitzarf le'isa, that teaches you the halachic chidush, the novelty, of that even the permitted item of bread, which has no characteristic of wine whatsoever. But since it's that part of the bread, let's say, is soaked with the wine, is eaten with the wine, it will combine for the iser of the consumption of a kezias of wine. So then the question is, litin tam kiker menoli, from where does Rabbi Akiva know this halachic concept, which in seemingly is more basic, of that even something that just has a taste of the iser will have the halachic status as the iser itself? Now, as the Rush explains, that must be talking about where you would have a case that you don't even have a kezias of ikr, you only have taste. Because if not, then automatically, whenever you have heter mitzarf li iser, you would have heter combining with the iser itself. So automatically, you're always going to have, if because that's a bigger chiddush, you don't even need to have taste. So that obviously, the case would be talking about that the Gemara is asking about, that how do you know tam kiker according to Rabbi Akiva, is where you only have tam. So there is no ikr, there's no essence of the iser, of the prohibited item, for the heter to begin binding with that. So let's say you have a cup of water, and it only has taste. So if you actually went on the halachic principle of heter mitzarf l'iser, there would be no iser there, because it's only taste, for it to be binding with. Therefore the question is, which seemingly is a more elementary, but in this case you wouldn't have the halach of iser being mitzarf to the heter, you only have taste. How do you know that according to Bekevi you say tam ki ikr? Now, the Rush explains that, as Tosis asks it, how do you know Rabbi Akiva holds of this halacha of Tam Ki Iker? Maybe it only holds of Heter Mitzarf L'Iser. So that the Rush explains that it's logical to say that if Rabbi Akiva didn't have a different pasuk to tell you Tam Ki Iker, he would have agreed to the Rabbanan to interpret Mishras, infused, the bread, let's say, infused with the wine, to tell you only the halachic principle of Tam Ki Iker, and not for Heter Mitzarf L'Iser. Because that's a bigger chiddush. When you have a pasuk telling you a chiddush, a novelty in halacha, you go for the least chiddush. Who said it's saying that bigger chiddush? Now, Tam Ki Iker at least has the taste of the iser, so we could say it could be the halacha like the iser itself. But who said Mishras of the bread being infused is to say that what's permitted and that doesn't even have the taste of the iser should be combining with the iser? So therefore, the Gemara is assuming that for sure Rabbi Akiva holds, and he actually knows Tam Ki Iker from somewhere else. That's why he doesn't need Mishras by Nazir to teach that halacha. He already knows from somewhere else, which teaches Lachal Torah Kula Tam Ki Iker. So then what is Mishras coming to teach? Oh, okay, we could say even an added chiddush of Heter, even something totally permitted, not even having the taste, could be Mitzarf L'Iser. But that means to say there has to be somewhere else that he says Tam Ki Iker. Where is that source? So that the Gemara says, Yalef Mibasa B'Chalef. Rabbi Akiva learns the halacha concept of just taste, having the halacha like the iser itself from the halachas of the forbidden mixture of meat and milk. Where lav tav bi'almahu bi'aser, what's the halacha of basa b'chalav? you have either a piece of meat and that milk gets absorbed in it, or you have milk and the taste of meat gets absorbed in it. What is it? It's just flavor. You're eating something and it's not a problem about eating meat and milk. It's a problem of that you one of them absorbed from the other. And therefore it's just taste. And still it's aser. So therefore, throughout Kol Tar Kula, there shouldn't be any difference. Just like over there, you find that halachic concept of Tam Kiker, so too in Kol Tar Kula. But the Gemara says Rabbanan, they disagree. They say that no, Mishras has to tell us Tam Kiker, and therefore it can't be adding this added Chiddush that Rabbi Akiva does to say it even had to mitzvah Isser, because Mebasa B'chalav L'Kamrin, you can't learn out for Kol Tar Kula of all halacha from Basa B'chalav, because the Chiddushu. Bas B'chalav is a novelty, is a unique halacha. It's something unique. Therefore, we see that it's different, and therefore, because it's different, yes, it has this different halacha of Tam Kiker, and you wouldn't be able to learn that to call it Torah Kula. Rosh Hashanah asks, my chidushe, what is the novelty? What's so unique about Bas B'chalav that we say, oh, that's different. You can't compare all halacha to that. So the Gemara says, Ilem de hailuchudei ba hailuchudei shoy. If the chidush of Bas B'chalav is that, wait a second, meat is kosher meat, you're allowed to eat it. Milk is kosher milk, you're allowed to drink it. But so what's interesting is, but when they combine, suddenly they're prohibited. Well, that's a novelty. He's saying this is kosher, but together they're not. Now, on that the Gemara says, that can't be the chiddush, because klayim nami. All forbidden mixtures are all like that. Where where whatever it could be shatnez, whatever forbidden mixture you have, wool is okay, linen is okay, or you have grapeseed is okay, and the barley and the wheat is okay. But together they're prohibited. So that's not such a novelty to say that that would make Basa B'chalav so different that you can't learn out Tam Ki'ikar from there. So rather, the Gemara explains that the Chiddush of Basa B'chalav, why the Rabbanan don't learn Tam Ki'ikar from there is because the eat Torah Le Kula Yom B'chal B'shar. What's interesting is that if you soaked the meat all day in milk, it would still be permitted. And definitely the milk has absorbed taste from the meat. Now, baruma vashalei bishulei aser, the halacha of Bas B'chalav, there's three halachas. There's isra bishul, isra chili, isra hana. Now, but the isra only happens biblically when it's cooked. Meat is cooked with milk, even just for a moment. Well, it's cooked. Now the taste of the meat and the milk is a biblical prohibition. But before that, it wasn't. Well, that's definitely chiddush, because if it's because of the taste, then why is it only when it's cooked and not if it's soaked the entire day? Obviously, it's a chiddush, and since it's a novelty, that's why you wouldn't be able to learn out the Tam Ki'ikar from Basa B'chalav to Chol Tar Kula, and that's why you need to learn it out from Nazir, from the word Mishras. I think Gemara asked, well, that's a good point, Rabbi Kiva Nami, then Rabbi Kiva also, Basa B'chalav Chiddushu. Then how could he learn out the halacha of Tam Ki'ikar from Basa B'chalav if, like, the reason why Rabbanan don't learn from there is because it's a chiddush? And the reason why it's a chiddush is because, if it was because of the taste, why does it have to happen just through cooking and not through any other process? So El Rav, the Gemara continues on Talmud Beis and says, you're right. Yalof Miguli Avdi Gachav. Mirat, Rabbi Kiva learns out Tam Ki'ikar from somewhere else, which it's from the emissions, what's called platus, which is the inverse of bleus. Bleus is something that swallows something up. Something gets a taste from something else. And platus is when it spits it out. Where there was halacha by when the Jewish people fought against Midian. So they went and took their vessels where the emissions from the non-Jewish non-kosher vessels that the non-Jews had cooked with it, where it's just taste that's coming out of those pots, not real food. There's no food inside the pot. And yet the Amar Rachman, the Torah says in Bamidbar, where the Pasuk is in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk of Gimel, it says, Kol davar she'yaveh be'esh, the Jewish people were told that any pot that was used in fire, I mean it was used to cook, taviru be'esh betar. So that has to be put through the fire and purified, which this is where we learn that the halachas of Hagala. Which, for example, if let's say a pot was used with water where you cook inside of it, you boil inside of it, then it has to be kashered, it has to be purified through the same type of a medium, which is also through a water process, which is agala, or sometimes you require even libun, which is to have it totally whitened. If let's say it was used for roasting, which is no water medium, which is a more severe type, then it needs to have the more severe type to let out the emissions. Where lememra, that comes to say, what is that obvious to say? You have to kosher it, which means to say, because if you don't kosher it, which is to get out the emissions, next time you're going to use that non-kosher pot, you're going to have those emissions of the non-kosher items inside. Now, lav time ba'amahu v'aser, what's inside of it? Just taste. And still we see it's prohibited to use the non-kosher paths. Well, achanami leishna. So Rabbi Kiva says, here also in Kol HaTorah Kula, it's not going to be any different. Just like over there, we see tam is ke'ikr, just the flavor, just the taste that's coming out of the pots of the non-kosher food is going to be usur like the food itself. So too in Kol HaTorah Kula, we know tam ke'ikr. And therefore, Rabbi Kiva says, you don't need mishras by nazar to teach your tam ke'ikr, because you know that already from Ge'ulei Avdikoy Chavim, from the clay midyan. And therefore, it must be that mishras is teaching you this added chiddush by nazar, which is this halacha of heter mitztarev le'isur. Now, the Gemara asks, Rabbanan Ami, so then according to Rabbanan also, they should also learn a tam ki ikr from the clay midyan of the emissions of the non-Jewish, of the non-kosher flavors, and therefore we don't need to learn that off of Mishras. So why don't they agree to Rabbi Kiva that Mishras teaches you hetem istarf le'esem? So that Amalei, Rav Ash responded to that question, he said no. Hasim chidishu. There, by the clay midyan, by the non-kosher emissions, it was a novelty, and therefore you can't learn out from there. Why? Because we know throughout the entire Torah of Halacha, Nisin Tam Lav Gam Mutter. Whenever anything gives a deficient taste, then actually it's not going to make what it's being mixed in with prohibited, it's actually going to be permitted. And that's learned out in the last parak of Masechtas Avodah Zarah, where we learn out from the Halachas of Nevela, where it says that the Nevela is given to the Ger Taisha. Now, what we learn from there is that only the type of Nevela that's fit to give to the Ger Taishav, that's called, quote, a nevela and prohibited. But if it's not fit to give any more, a nevela is a dead animal carcass. But if it's not fit to give to him, meaning to say it gives a bad taste, it's not edible, then actually it's you're not going to give it to the Ger Taishav, and therefore that doesn't qualify for the prohibition of nevela because it's giving a bad taste. It's not edible. And then actually it's not going to be prohibited. So we see generally throughout the Chol HaTorah Kula, when it gives a bad taste, it's going to be permitted. Yet yet here you have these vessels that are fighting a war, and the pot could have been cooked last week with the non-kosher food, the swine that he cooked inside that pot, and still we see that they had to go ahead and kosher it. Why do you have to go ahead and kosher it? That, after a 24-hour period, is giving a bad taste. It's already old flavors, and if it's giving a tam lav gam, it should be mutter. And yet still we see here regarding the halacha of koshering that to make it kosher, to do hagolah, to do liban, you had to do it even though it was giving a bad taste. And therefore it's a chiddush. So though yes, from there we see tam ke'ikr, but that's a novelty. Because again, the taste over there is actually a bad taste. And that's usually permitted. And still we said that it's forbidden until they koshered it. So since it's a chiddush, you can't learn out tam ke'ikr from there. So the Gemara asks, well, Rekiba Nami. So then according to Rekiba too, ha'chiddushu. It's a novelty. How could you learn out from Tam Kikr from there when there was a Tam Lav Gam, where generally that's permitted, and there was Asr? So in that Rav Huna Bar Chiya, he says, in the explanation of Rabbi Kiva, that Lo Asr Torah, the Torah that made it forbidden for the Jewish people in their journey in the desert on the way to Eretz Yisrael, from the clay Midyan until they kashered it, that was El L'Kadir Bas Yayma. That was only to a pot, which is called in the halachic literature, a Ben Yayma, a Bas Yayma, something that was used that same day. Where someone in the morning is cooking in the war camp, and then a few minutes later the Jewish people come and they fight and they win and they take the vessels, and the Jew is there and he wants to use it and cook something that same day. That's what's called a ben yoyma. That was used that same day. We're there, the lab noisin tam lefgamu. That doesn't give a bad taste yet. It was just made a few minutes ago using the same pot. The flavors are still fresh. It's going to give a good taste to whatever kosher food that you're making. That's a halachic problem. That's not a chiddush. Yes, tam lav gam, tam, when it's not tam lav gam, when it gives a good taste, that is going to be asr generally, and tam ki'ikr we see from there, and therefore you can learn tam ki'ikr from there. So the Gemara say, and Rabbanan, what do they do with this? Seemingly Rabbi Kiva is correct, it's not a chiddush. It's even talking about a ben yoyma, which is giving a good taste, and we see that it's forbidden. So you see tam ki'ikr, and that the Gemara answers, the Rabbanan hold, kederi bas yoyma nami. It's not true. Even a pot that was used that same day, you're right, the real pagam, the real deficiencies only happened on the next day. But it's not possible that just like when it has a long time of more than a day, it has a big deficiency, even a few hours will also make it a little bit deficient. And therefore, just like when you have a big pagam, the Torah permits it because it's nice and tam of gam, the Rabbanan hold that just like we find by Nevela, so too, we'll say, even by just a small little deficiency, which even though it's a ben yoyma, a few hours later, it already has already has not the best ideal taste. And therefore, the Rabbanan say, since even though it was tam lefgam, because they hold that even a few hours it'll still be some pagam, still the Torah went along and made usher by the clay midyan, that's a chiddush that we don't find, because tam lefgam usually is permitted, and here they said it's usher, and that's why the Rabbanan hold that you cannot learn out tam ki'ikr from ge'ulah of dikachavim from the clay midyan, because it's a chiddush, whereas the Kiva holds it's not a chiddush, as long as it's ben yoimoy, it's not considered tam lefgam yet, and therefore it makes sense that the taste should be usr, and since we say the taste is usr ki'ikr, therefore you see l'chol tar kula. And again, but that explains this understanding of why we say that Mishras will tell you hetem starf le'isr only according to Rabbi Kiva, not according to Rabbanan, because Rabbi Kiva knows tam ki'ikr from elsewhere, specifically from Ge'ulah le'avdi kechavim. So Mishras is telling you even the bigger chiddush of hetem starf le'isr, which is just for the halachas of Nazir. Whereas according to the Rabbanan, as we brought in the Brights, they hold that, as the Gemara just explained, you would not learn out the halach of Tam Ki'ikar from Ge'ulah of Kechavim, and therefore Mishras is where we learn out Tam Ki'ikar, L'chol Tarakula, where we learn out from Nazir, but you don't know Heter Mitztaref Le'esar. Now the Gemara continues on this and asks as follows. Amalei Rav Acha Bereid Rav Avi L'Rav Ashi. So he continues asking. It says, Midirabbanan Nishma L'Rabbi Kiva. From the halacha of the Rabbanan, from their opinion, from the brayse that we brought, we should be able to infer, and therefore it's a question, to the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, as follows. Lav ami Rabbanan hai Mishras, didn't Rabbanan explain, as we quoted them in the brayse, that what does Mishras mean in the context of halachas of Nazir? Is liktin tam ki ikar. Is to say that if, let's say, you have water or bread that gets the flavor of the wine itself, it's going to have the halacha like wine and prohibited in that extent. And as we said, because they don't know Tam Kikr from Gula of the Kachavim. Now, moreover, as we quote in the Brisa, the Rabbanan said, and from a Kavachimah, from a Kol Shekain, they said, and if by Nazir, which has so many leniencies, where it's not an Isser Olam, and there's no Isser Hana, and there's a Heter for the Isser, and still we say Tam Kikr, so the Rabbanan said, oh, for sure, all Isser in the Torah, for example, for sure by Klayim and by Arla, we're for sure you're going to say, Tam Ki'ikr, it's not a unique halacha just for Nazir. So then the question is, Rabbi Kiva Nami, so according to Rabbi Kiva too, the Kamukim Lei Lahai Mishras, so he interprets Mishras for something else, not like the Rabban. Rabban says it's for Tam Ki'ikr. Kiva learns that Lehetim and Starf Le'isr, for that a permitted item will combine for the Isr itself. But, Lehme Mikanat Adan Lechol Isr and Shabbat Torah, according to Rabbi Kiva, and this is a question on Rabbi Yechanan, he should say, that halacha would apply for all Isur in the Torah. In other words, Rabbi Yechanan said that no, all Isur Shabbat Torah ain't hetem mitzdarf le'isur, except for the Isur of Nazir, and that's what the Gemara is asking on Rabbi Yechanan. Where does he know this? Why would he limit Rabbi Kiva's halacha of Mishras in Nazir, that hetem mitzdarf le'isur just for Nazir, if we find the corollary by the Rabbanan, when how they interpret Mishras, which is Tam Ki'ikr, they say that for sure you should be able to learn that Kol HaTorah Kula from Nazir, because Nazir is lenient and yet it has this stringency. So then, according to Rabbi Kiva's interpretation of Hetem and Starf Le'isr, you should say the same Kal V'Chaymer, where it's not just by Nazir, but it is even by other Yisrim too. Why does Rabbi Yechanan say that you won't say Hetem and Starf Le'isr by Kol HaTorah Kula and only by Nazir? So Amalei, so on that, Rav Ashi responded and he says, you're right, you really should say a Kal V'Chaymer. But mishum to have a nazir v'chatos beis kesuvim haboyin ke'echad. The reason being is because we don't find the halacha of hetem mitzdarf le'isr only by nazir. You also find it by the halacha of a korban chatos, where now you have two psukim saying the same idea, and there's a halacha v'chol beis kesuvim haboyin ke'echad imalamdim. Whenever you have two psukim teaching the same concept, why are you having two psukim? You already know it from that first pasuk. Must be saying that because you wouldn't know it because it's only by these two places and nowhere else. And therefore, since you have actually two places, that's why Rabbi Yechanan says that it's only by Nazir and also by Chatas and nowhere else, because although Kal V'Chaymer should tell us that it is, but since you're having two psukim saying the same halacha, you're not going to learn it for anywhere else. As the Gemara explains, Nazir Hadamar, where do you find Hetem Starf Le'isr? By Nazir, that's like we explained, where it's from the word of Mishras. Now, chatas mahi, what's the halacha by korban chatas of hetem mitzdarf le'isr? So the time like learn the braisa. The pasuk in Vayikra says, kol asher yiga b'vsar yikdash, whatever touches the meat of a korban chatas will become holy, will become sanctified. Now, yachal afilash le'bala, the braisa says, you would think if it just touches even and not absorbing the taste of the Karma Chatas, that it would still become sanctified and have the same halachic status as the Karma Chatas itself. Tamalayim Biv Sara, which based on the Midrashic interpretation, although in the simple translation, Biv Sara is going on the meat of the Karma Chatas itself, here it sounds like that the interpretation is Achayivla Biv Sara, until the other piece of meat that's touching the Karma Chatas absorbs in its own meat the taste of the Karma Chatas, it's not going to be asa. So just touching, it's not going to give the halachic status of the Karma Chatas, but when it absorbs, it's going to have the halacha as the Karma Chatas itself. As the pasuk says, Yikdash, it becomes holy. What does that mean? Liyas Kamaya means to say that other piece of meat, the now absorbed flavor from the Karma Chatas itself, has the halachic status as the Karma Chatas itself, which means, She'im psulahi, if, for example, the Karma Chatas that it absorbed taste from is invalid, for example, if it was made with a machshav of pigul, or it's what's called noiser, it was left over its designated time, which means to say this is already pasul Karma Chatas, so yifsal. So the piece of meat that touched it also becomes pasul, becomes invalidated. Vem kishera, and if the Karma Chatas is kasher, but toichal kachamer shabbat, then the piece of meat that touched that Karma Chatas has the stringencies of the Karma Chatas, how it has to be consumed, which is only by kahanim, inside the kloyim. Or for example, if let's say it's a karban shlamim that absorbed from the karma chatas. So if it's on the first day of the shlamim, which now touched the chatas, and generally the karban shlamim could be eaten for 2 days and one night, here it would only be able to be eaten till the next morning, not to the next day, because the karma chatas is only for a day and a night. However, if let's say it's actually day two of the karban shlamim, which touched the karma chatas, then actually, even though the chatas can be eaten through the night, it has, and that's why the words are kachamer shebehen, that has both stringencies. It doesn't become automatically like the chatas if it's a shlamim, which would only be able to be eaten to that night, because it already had from yesterday, 2 days, and this and the one night in between. Now it stops at this night. You actually wouldn't be able to be eaten to the next morning, even though the chatas actually could. So therefore, that's what we have. We have this karmel chatas and the pasuk by Nazir. Now the Rush addresses, seemingly, we don't see anywhere over here by this brisa a halacha of hetem mitzdarf le'isr. I mean, that's what the Gemara is answering. The Gemara is answering, which was a question, according to Rabbi Akiva, why does Rabbi Yochanan say that hetem mitzdarf le'isr is only by Nazir? So he answered, because it's not just by Nazir that it says it by Chatas too. So, on that, the Rush explains that as we'll illustrate, that this brisa for the halacha of Chatas is talking about hetem mitzdarf le'isr. And not just that, let's say that carbon shlamo, that other piece of meat that absorbed from the chatas, is just taste. Rather, it'd be talking about a case where the fats of, let's say, the carbon chatas get attached to the carbon shlamim, where now you have iser, where you have the actual iser, not just the taste of the iser, with the heter. So then you say the heter is mitzdarif to the iser, and we're saying that they combine, and now they will have both the halacha as the iser, meaning as the more severe and stringent chatas, even for the permitted part of the shlamim meat. Now, the reason for this is, as the Rush explains, we don't need this pasuk of chatas to teach us the halacha of tam ke'ikr, which seemingly that's what it sounds like the Brice is telling us, saying that if it absorbs from the flavor of the karma chatas, that's tam ke'ikr. You'll say like the chatas meat is inside the shlamim meat because it has the taste of it, and therefore it has those stringencies. We don't need that, and therefore it's not talking about that, because we already know, as the Gemara illustrated before, Tam Kiker from Ge'uli over to Gechavim, and therefore we know all Yisurin Shabbat Torah from there. So what is this Pasuk of Chatas teaching us? As Rabbi Kiva is saying, must be for Hetem Mitzdarif Li'isr. Now, moreover is, as the Rosh addresses, okay, so it's not teaching us Tam Kiker, but who says it's teaching us Hetem Mitzdarif Li'isr? Maybe it's teaching us that if you eat a Kezayis Bechdei Achilis Pras of that taste that's inside the Shlamim meat, then you're going to be chayv. And that the Rosh says, no, that you don't need a pasuk for either, and the reason being is because all measurements of Isurim, which is what Kezayis is in the Shir of Kedei Achilas Pras, is Halacha L'Meshem Sinai. But the Rosh still addresses and he says that maybe you would ask that it is teaching us Tam Kiker, not Hetem Mitzdarif L'Isr. Now, you're right, you already know it from Ge'uli Avdi Kachavim, from the emissions of the Klei Midyan, but then it would be Chatos and Ge'uli Avdi Kachavim would be Beis Ksuvim HaBom Kechad. And, therefore, you wouldn't be able to learn a Tam Ke'ikr from Ge'uli Avdi Kachavim and from Chatas, because when you have two Pesukim the same thing, you can't learn from there. And to the contrary, Hetem Mitzdarif Li'isr which it says only by Nazir, then you would learn out from there, just like the Rabbanan say from Mishras, from Nazir, you learn out to call Torah Kula. How do you know that the Salach HaBechatzas is telling you Het Mitzarfli Isser, and that's why you say that Nazir and Chatzas are saying the same thing, so you can't learn out, and therefore Het Mitzarfli Isser is only by Nazir and Chatzas, but nowhere else. But Tam Ki Iker, you learn out from Geuli HaVikachavim to call Torah Kula. Who said? Maybe the Halach HaBechatzas, as seemingly the simple translation of the Brisa sounds like, is teaching you Tam Ki Iker, and Geuli HaVikachavim is teaching you Tam Ki Iker. That's two psukim saying the same thing. You can't learn out Tam Ki Iker L'chol Torah Kula. Whereas Hetan and Sarif L'Isser, which says only by Nazir, that you say L'chol Torah Kula. So on that, the Rosh says that since it's equal that you could have learned from Chatas either one, Tam Ki Iker or Hetan and Sarif L'Isser, it's more logical to say that we're going to say Tam Ki Iker is Aser B'chol Torah Kula, because to say that we're only learning it off from Geulei of the Kechavim, more than the halach of Hetem and Tzarf L'Yisr. Because this is exactly what we said before. We said that on Amen Aleph, if not the Rebbe Kiva had known the halach of Tam Ki Iker from somewhere else, he would have explained like the Rabbanan and Mishras is telling you the halach of Tam Ki Iker and not for Hetem and Tzarf L'Yisr. Because that's a more basic halach of Tam Ki Iker, where at least the bread or the water has the taste of the Isr, so you could say it'll have a halach like Isr itself. But to say something totally permitted could combine with the Isr, that's a big chiddush. And therefore, that's why the assumption is that the halacha bechatzas is teaching you hetem mitzarf l'isser. Why? Because now it's two psukim with nazir teaching the same thing, and we don't learn out l'chol Torah Kula. Whereas Tam Ki Iker is learned from just one place. That's the one that makes sense, and therefore we want to have that's the one that only has one source, that you can learn out l'chol Torah Kula, and that we know Tam Ki Iker. But again, like Rabbi Yochanan had said, hetem mitzarf l'isser, you don't learn out l'chol Torah Kula. Now, whoever the Gemara asks, but V'rabbanan, the question is, so now you have the Pasuk by Chatas, from there you should learn out Hetem Mitzarf L'Isser. Because actually, according to them, it actually becomes even more difficult because they don't even have it being as basic Ksuv Mabom Ke'echad. They have, from Mishras, teaching you Tam Ki Iker, and now you have the Pasuk by Chatas, where it should tell us Hetem Mitzarf L'Isser. Because why would you need two Pesukim telling you Tam Ki Iker? So actually, not only should they agree to Hetem Mitzarf L'Isser, they should almost be more severe than Rebbe Kiva and learn that Hetem Mitzarf L'Isser L'chol Torah Kula from the halacha of Chatas. So that the Gemara answers that no, actually, the Rabbanan who learn out Tam Ki Iker from Mishras, they also learn out Tam Ki Iker from Chatas, but it's not considered Beis Ksuv Mabom Ke'achad because Tzrichi, you actually need both Pesukim. In other words, the logic of Beis Ksuv Mabom Ke'achad is why are you having two Pesukim? Learn out one from the other. Oh, obviously you can't, because other Yisum would not be learned out from it, because it's only here where you say it. But on that, the Gemara is saying for Rabbanan that no, Tam Ki Iker you learn out L'chol Torah Kula. Then why do you, if all entire L'chol Torah Kula learns from Nazir, then why do you have another Pasuk, Pechatas? So that's what the Gemara says, Tzrichi, you need to have both Pesukim. The Ikas Rachman and Gabechatas said, we only taught you the Halach of Tam Ki Iker by the Halach of Karmachatas. Havamin and Nazir Lo Yasimina, we would have thought to say that you cannot learn out Nazir from Chatas. Why? Shem din Nazir, because halacha of Nazir, which is considered chulin, meaning it's not a halacha of kachim, mi kachim lo yefinan. That's a general rule. You can't learn out chulin, things that are not kachim. Kachim is a more sanctified and severe halacha. So yes, by kachim maybe we say tam ki iker. But who said we would say that by the halacha of Nazir? Now the ikas rabachman the gabe Nazir, and had we only said the halacha, like we learned it off from Mishras, we only said the halacha of tam ki iker by Nazir, havamina mi Nazir lo yefinan. We would have thought to say that actually chatas cannot learn out from Nazir. Why? Mishum d'chame yisturei. Because on some level, halacha of Nazir is more severe and stringent than that of Akar Mechatas, because dafila chartz nazirli, because something as insignificant like grape seeds, which is not even edible, is usur for the Nazir to consume, and therefore maybe we would have said that, therefore over there we say the stringency of Tam Ki Iker, and hilkuch le'asimina, and therefore we would not have learned chatas from Nazir, and that's why we need to have both sources to teach you halacha of Tam Ki Iker. Now the Rosh addresses, although in Amen Aleph, the Gemara said that according to the Rabbanan, that from Mishras, recorded in the Brisa, they say that you learn out all the Yisurim in the Torah from Nazir to tell you this halach of Tam Ki Iker. But how can you say that? Why don't you say that Nazir is Chomer Isurei, where it applies even to the Chartz and the grape seeds, and how do you learn out L'chol Torah Kula? If we're saying you can't even learn out Chatzas from there, that's why you need its own Pasuk. So that the Rosh explains that when the Brisa said that, it meant from Nazir and Chatas, because actually the halacha is that you need both psukim, and it's asim mibinai, you learn out the halacha of Tam Kikr from both of them. And yes, you needed both. And therefore now we can learn L'chol Torah Kula from these two psukim, where you see it's not just Nazir who has the stringency of Chatzin, because Chatas doesn't have that, and still it's also as Tam Kikr. And you can't say it's just by Kachem like Chatas, because Nazir is not Kachem, and you say Tam Kikr. So that's what it meant. It didn't mean you learn just from Nazir, it means you learn from Nazir and Chatas. So therefore, that's the reasoning for the Rabbanan, why they say that the Halach of Chatas is actually not teaching you Hetem Saf L'Isser, it's also teaching you Tam Kikr. Now, Rabbi Kiva, however, Amalach, he would tell you that no, you can't say that. You can't say, like you the Rabbanan are saying, that you don't know the Halach of Hetem Saf L'Isser, because, again, Guli of the Gehom, they don't learn from, because that's a Chiddush, which Rabbi Kiva disagrees with that, regarding the Halach of Ben Yaimer. Then Mishras, they hold, A is teaching you Tam Kikr. And they say Chatas is also teaching you Tam Kikr. And it's not based Ksuv Mabom Ke'echad, where Rabbi Kiva is saying, then you won't be able to learn out L'chol Torah Kula. And we both agree on some level, it should be something that's L'chol Torah Kula, which I hold it is, because I learned from Gula Avi Kechavim, but Hetem Tzav L'Isser, I don't learn L'chol Torah Kula, because I have Chatas, Rabbi Kiva says, and Nazir teaching you the same thing, which was unnecessary, and therefore must be like basic Ksuv Mabom Ke'echad. And that Rabbi Kiva says, according to you then, that Chatas and Nazir regarding the halach of Tam Kikr should also be based on Ke'echad, because Lamai Tzrichi. What are you talking about? Why do you need both Sukkim to teach you the halach of Tam Kikr? And that is Bishlam, Rabbi Kiva says, I understand the Kasar Rechman of Chatas, you're right. If the Torah only told you the halach of Tam Kikr by Chatas, Loi Gamer Nazir Mino, you would not have learned the halach of Nazir, because the Chul Mekachim Loi Gamer Mino, you're right. You can't learn that something that's unconsecrated, that's not kachim, which is halacha by Nazir, from kachim. But ela lichta brachmona ben Nazir b'teisi chatzis b'nei. But the Torah should have written the halacha of Tam Kikr just by Nazir, which you're saying you learn from Mishras, and you could have learned that chatzis from there. The hocholi sun shabat Torah kugamri ben Nazir, like the simple translation of the words of the Rabban in the Brice, is because you could learn that all isun in the Torah from Nazir, whereas the Rosh explains because Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold of this svara that Nazir is mochamer like the Rabbanan said. And therefore Rabbi Kiva was telling them that l'shitascha, according to your opinion, it should be considered beis ksum abom ke'echad, and hence you shouldn't be able to learn out Tam Kikr l'chol Torah Kula. Now, for Rabbanan, they would respond that, and again, although they really explained their opinion, but Amr Lach, they would tell you that even, they're telling Rabbi Kiva, even according to your logic, that you're saying that we disagree, we hold that you do need both psukim, but even according to what you're saying, that we could have learned out chatas from Nazir regarding the halacha of Tam Kikr, still it's not considered beis ksum haboim ke'echad, and therefore we could learn out the halacha of Tam Kikr l'chol Torah Kula. Why? Because, fine, we'll concede that chatas was unnecessary to teach Tam Kikr. Again, because you would know that from Nazir. But still, chatas lehetim mitzdarf l'issa. Fine, we'll concede that chatas is unique in the sense it's, and it's kachim, that you'll say there that the heta will be mitzdarf to the yisr. Although up until now we didn't know anything of the Rabbanan saying heta mitzdarf l'yisr, they're saying fine. It's not going to be based ksum mabom ke'echad, because chatas will tell you the heta is mitzdarf l'yisr, and v'chul mekachim l'gemrina. But since chatas is the only source that tells you that, you wouldn't be able to learn out from other halachas, because chulin cannot be learned out from kachim. Now therefore, u'mishras, when it says Mishras by the halacha of Nazir, which is chulin, meaning not kachim, where again, we can't learn it out from chatas, that's leading Tam Kikr. That tells you a lesser chiddush, only telling you that the taste is like the ikr. Now, mikan atadon l'chol asurin shabater, and therefore, from the halacha of Mishras of Nazir, you could learn out to oli surin in the Torah again, which was the simple translation in the Brisa on the Madalf, where you learn out kol atar kula, which was saying, okay, fine, even when we say like you, the chatas would be able to learn out. Oh, so why does it say chatas? You're right. Chatas is not telling you Tam Kikr, because then it would be basic Ksum Abom Ke'echad. Chatas is teaching Hetem Mitzdarf L'Isser, but you only know that for Chatas, because all other halachas, non-Kachim, cannot be learned out from the halacha of Chatas, which is Kachim. And therefore, but when it says Mishras by Nazir, it's teaching you the lesser halacha of Chulin, which is at Tam Kikr, and since that's the only source, you could learn it at L'chol Torah Kula. Where Rabbi Kiva, he would respond that no, Tavayu Lehetem Mitzdarf L'Isser, both the halacha of Mishras by Nazir and of Chatas, they both teach you the same halach of Hetem Mitzdarf L'Isser. And again, because Rabbi Kiva, according to his opinion mentioned before, he already knows Tam Kikr already from Geulah of the Kechavim, and therefore he wouldn't need neither Nazir nor Chatas to teach that halacha. So rather, they're teaching you the added halacha, the added chiddush of hetem itzarf li'isr. And therefore, you have two psukim saying the same idea. And therefore, according to Rabbi Kiva, you have two psukim teaching you the same halachic concept of hetem itzarf li'isr, and therefore you can't learn it out. And therefore, that was really the primary point that the Gemara was coming to address over here, where the question was that we find Mishras according to Rabbanan teaching you Tam Ki'ikr, and they learned that out, L'chol Tarakula, and from a Kavah Chaymer, because Nazir, which is so lenient, and still you say that it's Tam Ki'ikr, so B'shul other Yisurim, so the Gemara had asked that Rabbi Kiva should say the same thing in his halach of Hetem Mitzarif L'Yisr, where if it's so lenient, and still you say the Hetem is Mitzarif L'Yisr, so to all Yisurim, that's what the Gemara is answering, that no, because according to Rabbi Kiva, as we just went through the computations, and the calculations, according to him, you have two psukim of Nazir and Chatzis teaching you the same halacha of Hetem and Tzarf L'Yisr, and we have two psukim saying the same halacha, which seemingly is unnecessary. You say Eim Alam, then you can't learn that out. L'chal Tarakula. Now the Gemara addresses a different question on your Bekiva. Amalei Rav Ashi L'Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi asked Rav Kahana, Elohad Tanya, then this that we learned in the Braisa, where it says a pasuk in Bamidbar regarding a Nazir, it says, whatever is made from the wine that comes from the grapevine is forbidden to the Nazir. Now, from the fact that it says Mikol, Limit, the Braisa says that teaches Alisuri Nazir, Shemit Starfim Zemzeh. That teaches regarding whatever is prohibited for the Nazir, that they combine one with the other. Meaning all the different elements, the grape seed and the grape skin, and whatever it is, all of them, they combine. It doesn't have to be just a one thing, they combine one with the other. Now, the Rosh just points out one thing, although in the beginning of the Perek, this Pasuk, Mikol Eshi Yosem Megef in the end, was used for something else, for a Klal, when we're saying Klal and Prat the Klal. Here, it's not using the whole Pasuk, because it's used already for that concept of Klal, Prat the Klal. Here, they're learning out from the word of Mikol, where, yes, the Pasuk, Eshi Yosem Megef in the end, can be used for Klal, but why does it use the word from everything? Obviously, it's saying because they all combine together. And moreover, the Rosh says, even according to the one who doesn't usually expound the word Kol, but everyone agrees that you darshan from the word mikol. And moreover, actually, he says Rabbi Kiva does darshan the word kol in Masechta Pesachim. So therefore, that leads us to the Gemara's question is, so if there is this drasha of mikol, which says that you combine all the different prohibited items for the Nazir, and if from all of them together you have a kezayis, then we learn that from that word of mikol, that they combine. The question is, Rabbi Kiva, hashtu yesh lema, if as we just illustrated in our sugya, that hetem itzarf li'isr, what's permitted combines with what's forbidden. Isr li'isr mibaya? Do you need a pasuk, a drasha, mikol to tell you that what's prohibited with what's prohibited combines? If even what's permitted combines with what's forbidden, why would I need a drasha to say what's forbidden combines with what's forbidden? So Amalei, so Rav Kahana answered Rav Ashi, says, hetem li'isr bevas achas. You're right. Even heter combines with isr, but it's only if it's simultaneous, that's at the same time. But if it's consecutive, if it's one after another, then even if it's what's called b'chdei achilas pras, which usually combines, which is a period of 4 to 9 minutes, then actually heter would not be misarv to the isa. It's only if it's eaten together. You got that prohibited item in the same sandwich as that bread biting down, then it combines. But if you eat the bread a second after you eat the piece of chazer, it's not going to combine. However, regarding the combinations of prohibited items, that is even one after another, as long as it's within the shiv. Because Yechilis Pras, he had some grape skins. A few seconds later, he had some grape seeds. And a few seconds later, he had some of the grape flesh, and so on. Then they will combine. That's why you need to have a special drasha of combining Isr L'Isr, because that's telling you, even if it's not, at the same exact second. But the Gemara asked, parenthetically, Reb Shimon, but according to Reb Shimon, as we continue on top of Lamechasim and Alf, the less late Tziruv, that he never holds up this halach of combining, because his halach, his opinion is that even a kol shehu, even a minute amount, you don't need a shear of a kezayis, you already get malchus, you already get lashes, and you don't need a measurement. So the question is, mikol asher ya'asa ma'idarish, what does he expound from this pasuk of mikol asher ya'asa, which we said mikol is coming to say that they combine together. According to Reb Shimon, you're going to get malchus even less than a kezayis. You don't need to combine anything. Just having a minute amount of anything that's prohibited for the Nazir is already giving you malchus. What do we need mikol to teach you? So Amalach, he would tell you, that it's teaching you a different halacha. That la'olam ain't a nazir at sheyazim mikulam. That a person does not become a nazir until he makes himself a nazir from all of the different halachas that apply to a nazir. In other words, from taglachas, he's accepting that he's not going to cut his hair. He's accepting that he's not going to become tameh. He's accepting he's not going to drink wine. As the Gemara says in the beginning of the Masechta on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, where if you take a generic and you say harini nazir, that's accepting all the three. But if let's say the person specifically said, I'm only becoming a nazir because I don't want to become tameh or I don't want to drink wine. So then Reb Shimon would hold, actually, you don't become a nazir. That's what mikol, you have to make yourself a nazir from all the things. And that stands in contrast to the opinion of the Rabban over there, that they say that even if a person made himself a nazir, just from one of the halachas that apply to nazir, he would be chayv in all of the halachas. That's what Reb Shimon would disagree, and he would learn that from that pasuk of mikol, asher yasa b'gefen hayayin, that it's only if the person who's accepting the naziris took upon himself all of the halachas that apply to nazir. Because if not, then you don't become a nazir. And again, the generics and naziris is accepting that, but that's what we learn that according to Reb Shimon from the word of mikol.